From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Danish government and meat industry officials recently visited U.S. Meat Export Federation headquarters in Denver and USDA staff in Washington, D.C. to gain better understanding of American red meat production and how agribusiness is conducted here. A USMEF spokesperson says the U.S. and Danish meat industries may work together on several issues, such as market access for specific products and administration of the European Union's high-quality duty-free beef quota used on most U.S. beef imports entering the EU. While much market attention is focused on increased soybean price volatility due to Chinese tariffs, some analysts agree corn could move higher over the next couple of years. According to Barron's, declining output and ethanol-led demand surge in China and the potential for brutal weather could be a price surge recipe. Others argue that would take a very bad situation like the drought of 2012, and that doesn't look likely. The Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer slipped to 135 in March, down 5 points from February, but unchanged from January. The decline, based on a monthly survey of 400 U.S. ag producers, was attributed to their perceptions of current conditions and expectations for the future. According to agrimarketing.com, the March survey suggests there's an undercurrent of concern among producers regarding the ag economy. Producers are asked if they think now is a good or bad time to make large investments in assets such as machinery or buildings. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.